Wednesday, in a few minutes, we'll start off the sluices. We say to the Ebishner, Kedalim Kiroshim, the Faktimus Vosecho. We knock at your door, Kedalim Kiroshim, we don't have anything. We don't have anything of our own. That's the psicha to the sluices, which is the psicha to the Halev Gitek that are starting now. Roshana, that says Mechuva, Yom Kippur. Our opening statement to the Ebishta in the dialogue that we're starting now is Kedalim Kiroshim, the fact that we don't have anything. We don't have anything of our own. Not in Gashmias, not in Rumias. And we come to the Ebishta at the beginning of a new year, which the Ramchal calls a new cycle. And we tell them we're relying on you. The Yeruchim writes in one of the places that somebody who says has a feeling that he's okay, so the Ebishta says, you're okay, so take care of yourself. Kedalim Kiroshim means that we come to the Ebishta and we say, Mama Garnet, we don't have anything. We're dependent on you. That's the Aleph Beis that we come to say. That's the Hargosha that we come in with. That's the statement that we come in with. Then we can start the process of Slichas and Rosh Hashanah, the incredible opportunities that come in these Heilig Attack, which are starting now, these days of opportunity, these days of Goyimimus, days of Cheshbon HaNefesh. But first, we have to make a statement that Kedalim Kiroshim. There's also another level in Kedalim Kiroshim, besides the fact that practically we don't have anything of our own. Pasuk says, "Mishe Hashirim, Ani Yeshena V'Libi Er Kol Doidi Deifik Pischali." Ani Yeshena, I'm sleeping. Say Chazal. Ani Yeshena, Amr Knesses Yisrael. Ani Yeshena Min Hamitzvus, I'm sleeping, without Achias, sleeping. V'Libi Er, but my heart's awake. Called Daidi Deifik, the Ebrish is knocking at the door, Piskili, open up. The Daidi, the Ebrish, our friend, our beloved, is knocking on the door and saying, open the door for me. So Ani Yeshena, we know what that means. Ani Yeshena, we're sleeping. We've lost our sensitivities, lost our kasha, lost the chias. What's Libi Er? Say Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hu Libon Shei Yisrael. The Ebrish is called the heart of Klal Yisrael. Libi Er, why is the lay there? What's awake about the heart? Because Abish is in the heart. Ani Yeshena Taka, but Libi Er, but in our heart we're awake. Because the Abish, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libon Shel Yisrael. What does that mean? What do you mean the Abish does the heart of Klal Yisrael? What do you mean he's in the heart of Klal Yisrael? What's in the heart of Klal Yisrael that we can call the Ebishta? What's in our hearts that we can say, oh, that's the Ebishta. That's where the Ebishta belongs. That's what brings the Ebishta in. That's what makes the Ebishta feel at home. And that's what keeps us awake. That's the part of us that didn't fall asleep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libon Shel Yisrael V'Libi Er. We know that the Avoda of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. Shetamduchuni Alechem. That's the whole davening. That's the whole Matbeh. The Tfilah, Melech HaKol Oret, Simloich, Maloich. How does a person go about being mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If that's the avodah, it's also an opportunity. That means we could do it. The Ebishter says, Imru l'fonai, shetam l'chuni alechem. That's the whole avodah. It's very interesting. One of the three psukim in the Torah that we say on davening in Rosh Hashanah of the psukim of Malchus is Lahibit oven b'yankiv l'roh al b'yisrael. Because Baruch Hu doesn't see avodahs in Klal Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Vimo Truas Melech Boy. Truas, as she says, is Loshen Chibur from Loshen of Reyes. The friendship of the Melech is Boy, is inside a Yid. Das is a Yid. Truas Melech Boy. Steht doch very interesting Sach that the Malchus in the Pasuk that we say in Rosh Hashanah is articulates, express the Melech Boy. Rashi brings down that the Targum says the Shechin is inside every Yid, but that's inside every person is called Melech. And that's a way of Malchus. What does this mean that this announcing that the Melech is inside of us is a way of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over us? So there's a tremendous Gilu which Rabbi Seinu taught us. What is Malchus? How does a person go about doing Malchus? And if we know what it is, then we can get ourselves ready, we can prepare ourselves, we can be making ourselves. The Gemara says, M'sachim daf nun vav. Rish Lakish, the Amar Rish Lakish, Vayikri Yankiv Abana Vayem Hos Magidalachem, Bigish Yakov of Galois, the Bon of Kate Yamin. Yankovino called in the Shiftekar, this event is the founding of Kal Yisrael. Yankovino's is about to die, he's giving out the brachas, and we're talking about the moment where we're parting from the others and we're shafting, creating Klal Yisrael. He wanted to tell them, Ketzer Yama, when Moshiach is going to come. When he stopped with Menashchina, he lost the Ruach HaKodesh. Oma, said Yankov Vino, Shem Achas V'Sholom, Mitosi Psol Ka'avram, Yatzmen Yishmol, Yitzhak Yatzmen Esav, after there's something wrong with the Kinderlach, after something wrong with Klal Yisrael. Oma Le'banav, so the Kinderlach said, the Shiftekor said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amru, Keshem She'ein Balibcha Ela Echad, Kach Ein Belibeinu Ela Echad. What did they answer? They said, you're worried that there's a psul, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Keshem She'ein Balibcha Ela Echad, Kach Belibeinu. Rabbi Seinu taught us, Ruchim Ravolbe, Vavoshteita. He said to them, maybe this psul. So what did they say? They said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's Kabbalah Zalmach HaShemayim. That's what it means. It means Kabbalah Zalmach HaShemayim. So what did they catch up? We have over here Gemara, Reader Gemara. They catched up what it means Kabbalah Zalmach HaShemayim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's Kabbalah Zalmach HaShemayim. That we know. But they text it up, what they say, Ein b'libeinu elo echot. Shteitach, that Malchus means that there's nobody else besides the Eibishter. There's no chias in the Bria besides the Eibishter. There's no agenda in the Bria besides the Eibishter. Because there's no chias in anything else. Ein b'mavadle. That's what Malchus means. That's what Malchus means. And it makes sense. The Melech means that there's nothing else. If there's something else, then he's not the Melech. Is the expression of Malchus is Ein b'libeinu elo echad in our hearts. What's our hearts? Our ritzonus, our tshukus, the things we want, the things that we desire, elo echad. There's only echad, there's only one thing. There's only the Baruch Shalom, there's nothing else going on. There's no chiyas and debriya from anything else. And in Meila, Vibalt is Hashem echad. So in our hearts, all we have is one thing. We only have one thing. And that filtered down to our hearts. Ein b'libeinu, they said elo echad. They didn't just say we believe theoretically, academically, intellectually. In our hearts, elechad, we know, we live in a world, by the way, where we attribute all types of events to all types of causes and forces, to all types of hashpoyos. We're under all types of hashpoyos. Malchus is ein b'libeinu elechad. We're not under the hashpoy of anything else. We're not miyachis, a chashivas to anything else, ela echad. There's nothing else that has importance, there's nothing else, there's no other culture, there's no other event, there's no other way of life, there's no other tutsach, that's Klal Yisrael, by the way. This was the fact, that's a yid. That's Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is ein b'libeinu ela echad. We don't have anything else in our hearts. Rabbi Yochum says a ma'al dekazach in one of his mamorim. He says, let me say, Adoy Noilom Hashem Olach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. The Bosham was Melech before he created anybody. Vosepus says it Biruchim because before Yitzir Nivra he was Levadoy. He was alone, there was nothing else. Alone, Levadoy is Malchus. You say in davening, HaMelech HaMeroimam Levadoy Me'oz. It's not just proud that he was Levada. That's Malchus. Malchus is Levada. There's nothing else besides him. That's Malchus. Is Adoin Olam Hashem Malach. B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. Before anybody was created, before anything was created, Eibishter was Malach. Because that itself, that he was alone, that's what Malchus means, that there's nothing else besides the Eibishter. First day, Vaitah. Well, he's Nasa B'chefzer Kol. Azay Malach Shmonikra. And after he created everything, B'chefzer, Vaita, he's still Melech for the same reason that he was Melech before, because he's Levadai. HaMelech HaMeroim Levadai. Nothing changed. He was Melech before everyone came around, because that's the Mahus of Malchus. The Mahus of Malchus is Levadai. And Azay Melech, and afterwards Vaita, he's Melech, because it's Vaita Levadai. That's the Mahus of what Malchus is. That's Malchus. That's what it means. Tamlichuni Alechem has a practical meaning that aim that we pay to Allah, that's the Taitz of Shema Yisrael. By the way, that's Yiddishkeit, that's Klal Yisrael. That's what the Shifti Kah into the Yankov Vinyan. We don't want to know, is there a Klal Yisrael or we're handling with Esav and Yishmael? That's not a Klal Yisrael, it's not Shifti Kah. I can't shaf a Klal Yisrael. They said, no, no. Aim to be Allah. We don't have other agendas, we don't attach Chiyas to anything else. There's a huge nafkamina of Ein Bili Beinu El Echod. Sfasema says in Shaifti Mazog, and Rashi says, Afilu Ein Bochem Rak Schul Shema Yisrael, says in Sfasema, Pirish, Lies Han Yichud Nikva Behem Shakol Rak Mechiyos Hashem Yisbarach, since everything comes from the Eibishto. Shezeh Pirush Hashem Echod, that's what Hashem Echod means. Mela ain't shum barrier yochol is nagid la'emes. There's no force that can fight that emes. Chol ha'kreichos m'sitra achu, all the yitzahara, only comes from a lack of a recognition that everything is eibishto. What it means to say is something very practical. A person goes ahead and does an aveira. Is be'etzem what he's expressing to himself is that there's a force in Bria besides the eibishto. Because if we be Hashem echod in the absolute way of ein b'libeinu ela echod, is the whole chiyas. The whole chiyas is from the Eibishter. It's not possible b'chal for a person to do an affair b'chal. And fakert, when a person lives with episa hakor of ein b'li beinu ela echot, when a person lives with hakor of achdusa yisborach, is the pshat is b'meila. It goes ready by itself. I saw Murdik Gazak from the Shkiach of Volba. He says that right after the pasuk of Kabbalah Sol Machas Shemaim b'Shema Yisrael, what do we say? B'haftas Hashem b'lekecha b'chol avabcha. What's the pshat? After you recover the Malach Hashemayim, and after you say Hashem Echod, is the word is v'haftos b'chol yitzatoy yitzahor. There's no other agenda. Once a person gets to Hashem Echod, once a person realizes and accepts and is cognizant and is aware that there's achdusa yisbarach of ein b'li beinu ela echad, that all there is, the whole chiyas of the Bria, there's nothing else causing anything, there's nothing else happening, there's nothing else that has chashivas, there's no other force b'chal, is then a person has the ability to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his neshama, with his yitzaharas, with his levavcha, with not everything, alzding. That's a talada of it, that's already a result of it. That's what the Svasevus is saying. Well, there's no chiyas b'chal to anything. But called man, a person attributes chiyus in the Bria to something else besides the Eibishto, is the point that there's another force in the world. That's a chisorin in Malchus of Yisborach. That's a chisorin in the Eibishto's Malchus. And that's the pshat. That's the posh pshat in the pasuk that I started off with. Lehibit ofen b'yankiv, le'yirom amal b'yisrael, Hashem elekevim b'truas melech boi. Rashi says, what's truas melech boi? The chiba of the melech is inside of him. First of all, what does it mean? And why is that a pasuk of Malchus? Where in the pasuk of Truas Melech Boy is there anything about being Mamlech? Is the answer is, the pasuk shad is Truas Melech Boy means that the Chiba of the Eibishter is inside every Yid. Where is it inside of him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libon Shel Yisrael. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libon Shel Yisrael Ani Yeshena V'Libi Er? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livon Shel Yisrael. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livon Shel Yisrael? When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livon Shel Yisrael? Ein Bili Beinu Ela Echod. When a Yid says, in my heart, there's only one, there's only Chiyas from the Eibishter, there's nothing else, is then the lev of a Yid, and a Yid is one. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livon Shel Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livon Shel Yisrael is Malchus. Is Ein Bili Beinu. That Ein Bili Beinu Ela Echod means that in my heart there's only one agenda, there's only one source of chiyas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livon Shel Yisrael. Truas Melech Boy means that Malchus starts, boy, it starts with you inside, it starts in your heart. It starts what's inside of you. What's in your heart? Is the Eibishter in your heart? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livon Shel Yisrael. Have you put out the doormat and opened the door for the Eibishter? That is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our hearts. And the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our hearts is Ein Bili Beinu Ela Echod, when we live a life with some sort of hakara of Echod, that everything's from the Eibishter. We look around the world all the time, and think there's good things, there's sad things, there's bad things, there's difficult things. It's the Eibishter. And the Eibishter runs the world, and all the forces of the world are Lo Yichlo. That's Truas Melech Boy, that's Malchus. Boy, Malchus doesn't start. Malchus starts inside of you. What's in your heart? What do you want? What do you believe? What do you feel? We look at the world and we see only the Eivishta. That's all we see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dima Sheisol. And what's the first half of the Pasuk? Lehibit Ovin B'Yankiv L'Yor Amal B'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see that Eivus. There's not Eivus in such a place. There's no Koyach of Rabachal in such a place. Lehibit. What does it mean? Because when Makom where it's Truas Melech Boy, when Makom where a person has Malchus inside of him, of Engel Libeinu Ela Echot, that's Yiddishkeit. That's what Kal Yisrael was founded on. That Ein B'Li Bein Alecha, we look at the world differently than the whole world looks at the world. We see the world Alecha. That's what the Yid is. In such a place, is Takala Hibit on this. Bilom Chaptes, Bilom Chaptet. Ra doesn't attach itself to a Yid. Because the Chuvas Melech Boy inside, the Yid only has the Eivish, he only has Achduso Yisborach. He doesn't see anything else. Ein B'Li Bein Alecha. And that's why the whole theme of Rosh Hashanah davening is about Achdus. Ve'yosu kula maguda echos lasis ritzoincha. Ve'yosu, it happens by itself. Because if Malchus means Ein B'Libeinu Ela Echod, if Malchus means that all we see in the Bria is the Eivishta, all the Chias of the Bria is the Eivishta, we don't see anything else besides that. And therefore nobody has their own agenda. It's verstehen doch ve'yosu kula maguda echos lasis ritzoincha. That's what the Pasuk says, Vahi Bishur Melech, when is the Eivish the Melech? V'Sasef Rosh Hayom, when we gather together, the gathering together is a simin of Ein B'Libeinu Ela Echot. Vahi Bishur Melech, V'Sasef Rosh Hayom. What's that? Because V'Sasef Rosh Hayom means that we have nothing that separates us, nothing that makes a differentiation, we don't have separate agendas. Ein B'Libeinu Ela Echot. That's the Metzias of Klal Yisrael. And that's the Messias, V'yosu kula maguda echos. Ata echot. V'shimcha echot. U'mika amcha Yisrael goy echot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dimut cha Yisrael. That's what it means being a Yid. And that's what it's being mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu over ourselves. It's very challenging. We live in a world where there's a huge cause and effect. We live in a world of distractions. Distracting from what? Distracting from the fact that the Eibush does echot, that there's nothing else of Eino Movadai. Reb Ruchim writes, Reb Ruchim Mashkiach, he wrote in tens and tens of shmuzim. He said, Malchus means Eino Movadai, the ability to cut through all the distractions, all the events going on, all the cause and the effects, and to say that, no, Eino Ben Ralacha, we only see the Eibush done. V'yeda Koyitzor, Ke'ata, V'yom Koyitzor. That's Malchus. Machusoi ve'munasoi la'at kayemes. Our machus goes together with our muna, because that matzev is memeilo, matzev and machus, nothing else. It's verstehen, but we're bottled to the Eivishta. So we start now these days and we say to the Eivishta, kedalim ukiroshim dafakum dulasech. We come to the Eivishta and we say we have nothing. You know why we have nothing? Because there's nothing else besides the Eivishta. Ein B'Libeinu Ela Echad. That's what Klal Yisrael was built on. That's what they comforted Yaakov Avinu. And that's Machuso Yisbarach. And we start off the Slichus and we say, Kedal Mukiroshim Dafak Melasecha. Not only because we talk about nothing practically, because Dal Roshim means that there's nothing in the Bria besides, we don't have anything of our own because there's only the original. It's a very hard argument to be on. The Shifte Kovo on it by Yaakov Avinu. These days, these Hilchotei, which are starting right now, are days where the Siyata Dishmaya for Malchus, the Eivishta said, Imru Lufoni Malchus, Yotam Lechuni Alechem. That means he gives us the Siyata Dishmaya for this. It's like after the whole year we get distracted and we say this happened and that caused that, and the main Lord is other man, the Yomer, and the Bria besides the Eivishta. And now we have Siyata Dishmaya, the Eivishta said, Imru Lufoni Malchus. And we start off the Hachonah for Malchus by saying to the Eivishta, Einoid Movada, there's nothing else in the Bria. And Numeilo, there's nothing else besides Yerotzen. Because there's no Chias for anything else. The Eivishta is the one who gives the Chias. There are no other sources of Chias. There is no other Metzias in the Bria. And if there's no other Metzias in the Bria, then there's no other Metzias besides Rotzen Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liban Sheisrael, and then the Eivishta is awake. And he knocks on our door and he says, listen to what I'm saying. I'm talking to you now. Listen to your heart. L'cha omar libi. Listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. Bakshu ponai. There's nothing else in the Bria. There's Einoid Movadoi. Kedalim u'kiroshim. And then, memeila will be zoicha to tshuva. Memeila will be ma'alach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memeila will be ka'amcha yizor ha'koyachot ba'oretz. And the Rebbe Shalom, the gates are open now. The Fakir Lasech, the Rebbe Shalom opens the gates. We have to open the gates, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open the gates to us. That's the relationship. Kedalim, Kiroshim, the Fakir Lasech. And the Ibishtu will open if we listen to his Libi Er, who's Doidi Devik. The Rebbe Shalom's also knocking. There's two knockings going on. He's knocking on our door, we're knocking on his door. What he wants to hear is, Ein b'libeinu ela echad. In the troubled times we live in the difficult times we live in the challenging times we live in, and in the confusing times we live in, even more so, it's more of a schus for us, our ability to cut through the cloud and the gray and the confusion, and to be able to say that, no, in such a world that we live in, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. As we march to Kates HaYamin, which Yaakov Avinu wasn't able to say then, but that's what's going to be, that'll be Mizgala Eloi Movadoi. And the chiluk that we have every year is bringing it a drop closer, being Mizgala Chedusei Yisborach, in our personal lives, in the way we live our lives, in the way we move out to the Rotzon Hashem. That's Machusa V'Mosolat Kayemus. The combination of the two things will create a Nitzchi Yitzchakim and give us a Ksiva V'Chasim V'Toyim V'Nagut Kibetz Yerub.